You know what that sound means. It means it's time for another episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91. Stay tuned. Here we are. Here we are. I am podcasting once again. I am in Springfield, Missouri again. I believe I was in Springfield when I finished up the last episode. And I just finished my load to Carthage, Missouri. I went home after I did my last podcast and published it. And spent the rest of the day Saturday and all day Sunday. And left home this morning, went down to Arkansas to pick up a load. And it just by chance I am actually going to be running back by home to take this load to Rochelle, Illinois. So it's kind of cool. I get to stop at the house again. Of course, you know, Mom wanted to do my laundry, so I'll be picking up my laundry on the way back through. And I was expecting to be back home tonight, but I had a little problem on the way to picking up my load. The road that I took just wasn't a good choice. It was really, really curvy. There was times I was taking curves at like 20 miles an hour because they were so sharp. And it's just like, man, I will never take that road again. So I took a different road back. It wasn't as bad. It was still, you know, mainly because of the hills. Because, you know, you're going through the Arkansas-Missouri border, there's a lot of ups and downs. But, I was expecting to be home today, or tonight, to eat dinner with my family. But I wasn't able to. And because I told her that I was possibly going to be home, Mom cooked my favorite meal tonight, lasagna. Oh, wow, you know. Now I get to look forward to it tomorrow when I hit home for about maybe an hour to have some lasagna. What's y'all's favorite food? Let me know. So this new trucking company I'm with, Well Trucking, well, it's Well Companies Incorporated. It's Wisconsin Express Lines Companies Incorporated, basically, is what it is. Anyways, I'm starting to actually like it. I haven't been driving for them for not even a week yet, but I can already tell a difference in them and the other two companies I was with. These people are really genuine. I got a great driver leader from what I can tell. Every time I do my 10 o'clock check-in to show them or tell them that I'm still alive, he always wishes me good morning. So far I'm liking it. So, is there anybody that's interested in truck driving? Let me know. But got a real nice truck. I'm driving a Peterbilt, 2016 Peterbilt. Very beautiful blue color to it. It's a 10-speed manual. I love manuals. I can't handle those automatics. I have to have that clutch and that shifter to be able to shift at my own pace. But just really enjoying it right now. Believe it or not, you can, like, on like $40, you can buy a whole week's worth of food. Like canned wise, and I know it's not really healthy for me to be eating canned food like SpaghettiOs or beans and weenies. I do throw some vegetables in there. I got some bread, some peanut butter, I got a 40-pack of water. Walmart now has 40-pack Great Value water. I get some of those little flavorings. I also drink Clear American, I believe is what it's called. It is called, yeah, Clear American. It's zero sugar, zero caffeine, zero calories, zero sodium. It's basically all it is water that has been carbonated and flavored. And there's absolutely zero everythings. Everything. Sugar, carbohydrates, fats, there's nothing. It's just water and flavoring. It's kind of like taking a bottle of water, making it like soda, and putting those packets you can buy to flavor your water, but there's no calories or sugar in them. Anyways, I cut that one short. But anyways, they've got all kinds of different flavors. Cherry vanilla, cherry limeade, orange cream, peaches and cream, strawberries and cream, strawberry, Concord grape, pina colada, all kinds of different flavors. And, you know, it's like drinking a soda, but it, to me, it's healthier, I believe. Because like I said, here's the ingredients, okay? Water, citric acid, natural flavor, potassium citrate. Of course, it's got aspartame in it. Some people react differently to aspartame. But, I mean, there's really none of those harmful chemical stuff in this. It's got potassium benzoate. It's a preservative and another type of potassium. Anyways, I'm not sure what some of these ingredients are, and I feel weird, or feel ashamed, I guess you could say, saying that. But I mean, I really like it. To me, it's a better alternative to soda, because you're going to find all that same stuff in soda, minus all that extra, like sugar and sucralose and dextrose or red dye number 2, or you know what I mean? So at least I know that I'm not putting what I would in my body with soda. But if I were to drink soda, I would drink Barq's root beer. That's my favorite root beer. What do you like to drink? Let me know. I also, like I said, I bought a case of waters, and I get those flavorings. I think they're like 5 calories a pack. I don't really know. I think they're sugar-free also. On a good note, talking about sugar-free stuff, I had to redo my physical for this company. Even though I was certified till February, they went ahead and had me do another one. And since 2013, I've been told that I was diabetic. Well, at this place, you know, I kind of lied and said, you know, I've never been told that I'm diabetic, you know. I don't know. And so they gave me an A1C test. And the doctor said, well, guess what? You're not diabetic. So all this time since 2012, all 6 years, or 2013, all 5 years, I believed I was diabetic. And it turns out I'm not really diabetic. I could lose some weight, though. I'm just rambling on, guys. I mean, I don't know really what to talk about. I don't want this to be scripted. I want this to be, I mean, I do and I don't. I do want it to be scripted to a point, but I don't in the essences of, you know, I want there to be a flow, but I don't. You know, because I could have it scripted and then, oh, something else pop in my head and start talking about that. And that's what I like. I like to do a creative flow, I guess you could say. I've been thinking about writing a book. I don't know exactly what yet, but I've been thinking about it. Thought of everything from vampires to werewolves to medieval times. I've actually, a few years back, and even up to last year to a point, I was writing a book. I actually had finished the book at one point. It was based off of a short story I wrote for ninth grade. It was kind of a medieval story in a made-up land. But I had actually finished it at one point and told myself that it wasn't good enough for anybody to read, and I ended up throwing it away, and now I regret it because, you know, I never took that chance. I'm wanting to get back into it, but I don't know what to write about. I've got some ideas, like, for instance, rewriting the book that I threw out, or this other idea that's in my head that I can't get out. But that one, I don't really want to do that one in a way, because it centers around the, you know, the whole vampire werewolf craze type deal. And I don't know if that would do well, or if it'd just be like, oh, he's just jumping on the train of what Twilight or the Vampire Diaries or this or that's doing. So yeah, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Hopefully I will be doing something. I just don't know yet. Hopefully I'll figure it out. Yeah, I know. I like to ramble a lot sometimes about different things. If you have any ideas about what I should do book-wise, the old book, a new way of doing a book, like vampires, werewolves, any ideas, let me know. So, with it being a new day, it's 12:03 a.m. here in Missouri. So, with it being a new day, and the end of yesterday, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast with my platforms. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/truckernoob91. That is where you can find the page for my vlog and the podcast I'm doing right now. I'm going to have to rename that page. That way it incorporates my new podcast. The way I'm going with my podcast. You can find me on Instagram at TruckerNoob91. You can find me on Twitter also at TruckerNoob91. Make sure you follow me on both of those. I don't really do much on Twitter. I need to start getting back up there again and doing more. But I also need to get back up on Facebook and do more on Facebook. The same thing with Instagram. You can find me on Snapchat. I believe it is Choya91. You'll see it. You'll know it's me because it'll be a guy. I like a little cartoon-looking guy wearing the greatest hat from the greatest team in the world, the Dallas Cowboys. But anyways. Oh, and you can also find me on YouTube. There is TruckerNoob91 Vlog, where you'll see my vlog. I haven't posted a video since the last one I did before I started driving again back in February. And then you also can find me at TruckerNoob91. It's my gaming channel. But I hope you all have a great night and had a great day. I know I had a great day. And I'll talk to you all hopefully tomorrow night. This has been the broadcast of The Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed making it. Please make sure if you haven't favorited my station, favorite my station and follow me on my platforms. You all have a great night. Love you all.